Actually, let me just grab my director, you know, to get you the details of pricing. I have here David. David?
Robert. Oh, David's your director, sorry?
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Michael. Yeah, so I'm here, Robert. I appreciate it, Mike. I'll go ahead and take it from here. Hey, so it's nice to meet you, and my name is David, and I'm the director here in charge when it comes to pricing and details. How are you doing today, Robert?
Hanging in there.
Oh, I hear you on that one, right? But it's a Tuesday, so we're almost midway through the week. We'll get there.
All right.
All right, let's see what we have. So I got you down to Hildebrand Fireplace. All righty. Let's see. Let me get your listing pulled up and see what we have in store for you. Now, I see a Yelp listing there for you. I mean, is that working for you? Is that a paid for lease service or it's just the organic listing?
No. I hate Yelp. They've got some review from when I was in a partnership with a guy, and I dissolved that, and that listing's still there, even though it was a DBA at the time, but it's still the name of my business today. And tried to have them remove it, and they just wanted to be nasty about it. And it's like, what the fuck? It was 15 years ago, guy.
So, wow. Yeah, you see, and that's when it comes down to digital marketing and jumping into the digital world, that is one of the risks, right? However, when you jump in with one of the right companies, there's a lot of malicious activity that happens. So we've been partnered with Google since 2004, and I've seen where other business owners in the area, all of a sudden, they'll see an ex-employee started his new business. He's now on the first page sharing it with him, and we start seeing nasty reviews coming in that aren't just, right? So what we do is we do review monitoring for all of our business owners, right? So that way we can protect your image online. When things like that happen, we can remove them. We can challenge them. You know, obviously, if it's false statements, we will get them removed, right? I mean, there's nothing worse than having a reputation damaged online because everybody can see it. And when somebody needs the service, they're going to go search online. And if people are reading bad things about us, well, chances of them picking us aren't going to be very high, right? So review monitoring and online reputation.
Yeah, I got an ex-employee started bashing me because I caught him stealing and I fired. So he started posting fake shit online too.
Yeah, you see things like that. So, I mean, when you've been in business for a while, I mean, you just come across sometimes people that are like that, and it happens, right? So full digital marketing firms that are actually partnered with Google that have access can protect you from those things. Now, what we do is we don't only activate you with Google, but it's also Facebook, Yelp, Bing, and Apple. So you'll be verified on Apple Maps. You'll be activated within Siri, Alexa, the voice searches, you know, well, as Safari, which is the browser. So we'll cover all your bases for you. Now, this gives you a 50-mile radius for your keywords. Now, I see your keywords are like you're doing all fireplace cleanings, you know, inspections, repairs. Let's see. So basically anything and everything fireplace is your expertise, right?
Yep.
If it's a fireplace, let me get my hands on it, right? You're gonna do something different with it. So what we want to do is make sure whenever a customer within a 50-mile radius from home base goes in and uses those keywords, you're an option to catch them when they're ready to buy, right? Now, this listing itself does hit a flat rate of $299, right? That is a monthly pricing. It bills once a month for exactly that amount. That comes with your website hosting, which we'll have up and running for you within the first 7 to 14 days. If you still own that same domain, we can use it. If you don't own that domain anymore, no worries. We'll just buy one on your behalf. We'll build out the site for you. We'll also host social media. So on Facebook, we'll use retargeted ads to acquire new customers. So if anybody goes in there and puts a post for their friends, hey, holiday season's coming, I need to have my fireplace cleaned out or maintenance or what have you, any suggestions? If they're within your service area, as soon as they start scrolling, your flyer is going to automatically show up on their timeline, right? So it makes it very beneficial for new customer acquisitions. Now, when it comes down to the voice searches, desktops, and mobiles, that value itself, I mean, it's invaluable, right? Because of the simple fact that that's where all the people that don't know who to call are actually going to be searching. So we'll make sure you're there to catch them when they're ready to buy. Now, I mean, does all that kind of make sense? Does that sound like some fair pricing?
That's the direction I want. I'm liking. My big thing is trust with companies. I've been fucked over by so many companies. It's unbelievable. You know, I've had people that promised me that, and my business went down. And
oh wow,
I had a guy for $50 went and changed something on Google, and my phone rang off the fucking hook. So yeah.
Big so you think you had a guy that went actually going to get the job done, right? I mean, and I can tell you, as far as our partnership goes, we get ranked by Google every year based on performance. Things like customer satisfaction as well as customer retention, right? Because we don't operate with contracts, which means if customers stay with us, it's because we're making them money. So that's a really good way for Google to judge based off our customer retention, right? So we hold the highest premier ranking with them. It's the top 3% of companies. We're based at Orange County, California, right? And we've been doing it since 2004. So I want to do some research real quick in your area and see, you know, exactly what our competition is and what kind of search results we're actually going to yield, right? Because, I mean, profit is the only thing that matters here. So let's see what we got. Let's see. Now, one of the ones that we see take off in this time, one of the keywords and phrases is going to be home chimney maintenance. A lot of homeowners will start maintaining the chimneys and getting them for cleanings, things like that, you know, before Christmas and obviously Thanksgiving, right? So I'm going to run down within only a 10-mile radius. For sure. So, I mean, I wish I could have got you on the line last month, but however, all of our services kick off within the first 14 days, right? So social media is going to be a great customer acquisition for you at this time and probably going to be the most effective for you to find customers that are actually needing the service right now, and they're posting to get it done, right? So that's going to be the beneficial one right out the gate. We will get your Google My Business profile verified. Usually it takes anywhere two, sometimes up to the third week. Once it's verified, all the programming is placed in, and by day 45, you're on that first page placement, right? So that's definitely, I mean, from here, you'd be there by about mid-December, right around there, and that's for first page placement. As far as all your other services, you know, like your directories and all this, we're already going to have your name out there generating some return on investment. So let's see what I've got here. Home chimney maintenance, we're going to do 10-mile radius.
So, okay, say I go with you guys. I still own everything. I own my company's name. Say we have a falling out, something goes bad, I miss a payment or something. It just more or less... your services disappear, and I still own everything. You don't control anything after that point, right?
That's right.
Meaning I have to fucking fight my ass off to keep my company name, and you guys control everything with the digital marketing side.
Understood. And I will make it very clear exactly how that works, right, for each area
that
we're going to work in. Okay. Transparency is key here, right? So if we're talking about website, if you own the domain, the domain's already yours, and we're just going to use that domain? Absolutely. Once you part ways with us, obviously, we're no longer going to maintain the website, so the technologies in there would be dead because they're not going to be linked in with our technology anymore. But as far as the domain and the website being yours, it would stay with you, right? That makes sense.
Okay.
Now, your Facebook business profile, do you have one that's up and running right now?
I don't even know. I had a couple of people do some stuff. I don't even know how that's played out anymore. There's some old stuff there, but it's not being
updated. And that's fine. And the reason why I asked is, so here's how it works. Say you have your, like, you have your personal Facebook, right? And you have your business page. On your business page, you would promote us as a manager. It could be sitting there for 3 years and no one's touched it. It's dust, cobwebs. It doesn't matter. We're going to revamp it. We're going to bring it back to life. If you decide to leave us, and we've just gone ahead and put the work into your Facebook profile. We didn't create one for you. It stays with you. The ads stay there. Everything will stay. I mean, we're just no longer going to create an ad budget for you, right? Because we put out about 400 ads a month as long as you're with us. So that ad budget would no longer be spent, but all the updates would be there, right? Your Google My Business profile stays there as well. The only thing that we do have within this company, we operate with no contracts, but we ask for at least 90 days. So that way we can show you true results, right? So there is an early termination fee that goes up to the 90th day, right? Now, here's the beautiful part of this early termination fee. It's $600 because it's 90 days, so that's $200 per month. So every month that you stay with us, $200 comes off, right? So the first 30 days that you're with us, $200 came off. 60 days, another $200. 90 days, you no longer have any early termination fees, right? And considering, you know, Google and how it's going to be, the programming's going in and all your social media is coming through, 90 days is a perfect example of what we're going to be able to do for you. I mean, literally within the first 30, you feel everything. The first 2 weeks, all the wheels are rolling. The first thing I do is I schedule you for your onboarding, and you get all your forms to submit your Google My Business profile verification. We'll walk you through that. We'll do the video verification with you, and we'll submit it through our direct line of communication to Google, right? We're a premier channel partner, so we have our own channel where we do our submissions. So we'll go ahead and have you submit you, and then we'll get you verified, right? All that happens in the first 3 weeks. Social media website is 7 to 10 days. All your directory submission is 5 to 7 business days. So us being Tuesday, by the end of the week, you're going to have all your directory submission lives. And by next week on Monday, your social media is going to be up and running as well as your website, right? So you'll be able to control your traffic. You'll see all your impressions, your views, and where your leads are coming from all through your Google Business dashboard. We'll give you access to that, and you'll download it right off the Play Store on your phone or your desktop, whichever you like, or both, right? It will show you every keyword and phrase you're listed for. It'll show you where your searches are coming from. You'll have access to your website. It'll be a CRM with a call tracking feature that allows you to block out spam and any calls that are not being profitable to you, right? We'll help you do that as well. So, I mean, as you can tell, it's a full comprehensive package that comes with this Google First Page placement listing, right? And this placement gives you a 50-mile radius from home base, okay?
Yep.
All right. Now, when we're doing
home base, that area up?
We would go into... If you wanted to bump it higher than 50 miles, so 50 miles is the max radius for local map section. Now, if you want to advertise outside of the 50 miles, we would go into like pay-per-click models, things like that. So that way we could advertise in those areas. So we put a budget, say $200, into a side account, and we will use that to advertise in those other areas. And in your dashboard, you'll see, okay, this customer in this area found me, and that's where – you know, this ad spend.
Sure.
But it'll show you the dollar amount of where it's going. But you can definitely open your reach by doing that. Now, keep in mind.
As it is right now, and the way I'm comfortable with everything, anything within an hour of me, you know what I mean, of travel time, you know, and it looks like some of that stuff is within 50 miles of. 55 miles is Green Bay. Damn. So there's a big city, Green Bay, Wisconsin, where the Green Bay Packers play.
Okay. So this is what I do.
55 miles away from me.
Yeah, but check this out. So this is what I do. Remember, your geofencing is going to be fully customizable, right? So if you want to travel 50 miles north, I don't just put you in the middle and encompass you in a circle like, oh, you got to send 50 miles. No, so we put up specific geofencing around areas that you want to be advertised in, right? And that reach can go out that far. So if you're 55 miles, all I do is adjust your radius a little bit more north, right? And now we're capturing that area. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I got you. You got that?
Yeah, it says.
Profile up in front of you, or that's not an easy thing to do right now?
What do you mean, like the profile, like the mapping? Stages?
Yeah.
No, I can pull that up right now. I was actually looking at the different zip codes in the area right now, so I'm actually in the map because I was looking up.
What's interesting is south of me, I don't get shit for calls. It's a big area and there's money to be made. I just don't get it. Like 20 miles south of me, get almost no calls. And I didn't think there was that much competition of mine. But I've been in business 25 years. I don't get shit for calls that way, you know? Everything is west and a bit north.
I hear you. So then let's do this. I have another package, right? And this one will encompass, it will encompass not only your service area, but it will give us a budget, right? A budget to actually spend in those extra areas that we want to find ourselves outside out of. And what it's going to do is it's going to bring your monthly reoccurring rate. On the plan that we're talking about with the 50-mile radius is at $299, right? So what I'm going to do is give you a $50 discount there. I'm going to bring that one down to $249. And I can do a $300 budget in Google Ads. That'll put us at $549. But $300 of that goes specifically to Google Ads in all those extra areas you want to be listed at. You know, and then your monthly reoccurring rate for all the other services are at $249, right? Now, that's if you really want to expand the radius, you know, really, you know, you know, 70, 80 miles, you know, 90, you're going to really get out there. As far as geofencing, I mean, if you give me these, you know, city zip codes, I'll look it up and I'll see if we can fit you in there with the local master. And if we can, wonderful. Let's do it, right? I'll make sure you list it over there and we'll get you in at the $299. No big deal, right? But if you're really adamant on, hey, because I have some business owners say, no, I really want to, I'd like to put an ad spend out in this area or that area. Well, that's fine. We can do that too, right? You know, I'm just, it's always my job to make these things as affordable as I can for the business to make sure that we're profitable, right? Now, what I wanted to do before I went into the map was I was going to run that search, right? So I know we're in Oshkosh, right? Now, which zip code are you listing the business out of? 54901, 906, 02, 304?
54901. 54901.
Okay, so let me pull that one up and check this out. Okay. So I see what's going on. So that's why you're receiving calls from closer to home and not farther out there, right? Because you're doing well within a 10-mile radius when it comes to ranking, right? So that's where your calls are coming from right now, am I right? From a little bit closer to home when it comes to Google? Yes. And because you're showing a local maps, you're ranking within 5, maybe about 10 miles. What we're going to do is extend
that. That's why my business has been shit all summer.
Yeah, because, and it's just because I don't know if you're with an SEO company or not, or a digital marketing firm that helps you out with that, but a lot of the regular companies, all they have access to is maximum 15 miles. So most of them will do 10 and they won't talk about the 15 because it's hard for them to get out in those areas. The Premier Channel partners, our listings are up to 50 miles, right? And we can fully customize that geofence. So that's going to be one of the automatic, you know, values that we're going to bring to business. If they're not doing social media, that was going to help.
Well, I definitely think that's going to work. I think definitely to get started and try to get me making some more money before I reach out too far, I think that that is going to work the best, especially if you can kind of move things around on the map a little bit. So,
oh, for sure. Yeah. So when we're setting it up right now, like that's what we're going to go through. I'll ask you, okay, talk to me about, you know, the service area. Where do we want to make sure that we're reaching out to? And you say, hey, I want to make sure I'm out in Green Bay, Wisconsin. You know, I'll travel that far north. And then when we're tailoring it and we're moving it up from the south, you're also going to let me know how far south you want to be. So if I need to oval it out a little bit from the east versus west, things like that, right? We'll fully customize that fence for you.
Mm-hmm. See, what's interesting is I've dabbled in that northern market and I could never build, you know, with my previous stuff, a real healthy business in those areas. And the way people, what I found in Wisconsin is if there's local people, they like going with that more than really reaching out to a certain extent. Like 30 miles to my north and south is like it. West, because there is nobody of me, really, that I could go an hour west, no problem, on a daily basis, because there is nobody out there. You know what I mean?
Gotcha. Yeah.
Geographically speaking, the way, you know, the bigger cities work versus there's nobody out there. You know, you go west of me by 10 minutes and it's straight country until you get, you know, way the hell out there.
Gotcha. So you're in a rural area, in other words. And I mean, let's face it. I mean, you're in Green Bay. I mean, they don't call it the frozen tundra for nothing. I mean, I know you're not specifically in Green Bay, but you want to get there for a reason. I mean, chimneys is going
to
be big
there.
Money
there's
out
there.
There. There's big money out there. Yeah, that's what a big money. I mean, when we're talking about the frozen tundra and the chimney fireplace, absolutely big money. So let me ask you a question. Are you doing inspections for the fireplace and chimneys? Oh, man, that's great. And let me tell you why. Okay, so do you get business like, obviously you go and you do the inspection, and then you're also doing the maintenance. So you're able to turn that over into secondary business for yourself?
Absolutely. That's a big portion of that I want to get stronger with. I found from years of being in this that service and I don't have a lot of it, meaning fixing like gas fireplace stuff, specifically that, right? My competition, they've got two employees just set up for each company running around doing 4 or 5 service calls a day, like specifically just for gas fireplaces, right? I don't get that.
Yep.
So there's money to be made out there from these guys, and a lot of them, they don't even start doing that till the first of the year. They bank them all summer long, and then run a technician to do that stuff. Well, because I even had my competition headhunt me here a year ago because they lost their number one guy and wanted to bring me on for a measly, stupid fucking, you know, wage, but they're trying to kill my competition, you know? But they headhunted me and wanted me to take over their service tech department. And I was like, fuck no. You know? Yeah. Me as a businessman, I'm going to go get that, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Yep. So, let me ask you a question. I know that you're doing the inspections right now in Wisconsin, and the only reason I'm asking because there is a program. It's called Google Verified. It used to be known as Google Guaranteed or Local Service Ads. The program's changed since October 1st. But they can bring you exclusive pre-qualified leads at only $27 for chimney inspections, which if I can bring you that, it only and when I say pre-qualified exclusive, that means it's only sent to you. The only time you're ever charged is when you can speak to the customer, they're in your service area, and you actually get the appointment with them. That's what makes this program so profitable. These customers know they're shopping in Google Verified, and they know that Google has paired them with your business. So when they're coming to you in phone call, what they hear is you're now being routed to a Google Verified contractor. And then you receive that phone call, right? The only catch here is I know your niche, you're inspecting just chimneys. Now, is in this vertical, it would fall under home inspector. So in Wisconsin, they're asking for a home inspector registration from the Department of Safety. Does that fall into your industry anywhere at all?
No.
Because, I mean, if,
no.
Because you don't need a license.
And they're
going to
want different types of certifications, but that it's just fireplace and chimney, you know, inspections. I'm also a masonry contractor, too. So I'm a complete turnkey industry. So you call me, say, I want a full fireplace. From the ground up, I do the whole damn thing, you know. So, me, I'm also
gotcha,
masonry
so.
Contractor. So, I'm putting brick and stone on
concrete
the front
and stone masonry.
Yep. And I'm also a chimney sweep, a chimney guy. That's a huge part of my business. So.
Chimney sweeping is very big in your area. I mean, within the 10-mile radius, the home chimney maintenance that I did, it's one of the hot keys right now. It literally had 4,842 searches within only 10 miles. And that's a portion of the
phone. Well, I ain't getting half again, that man. Shit.
Well, we got to change that, right? We got to change that. So it's going to happen at one of a few ways. I mean, not just with directories, not just with Google, but making sure you're also visible on Apple, making sure you're also visible on Bing, making sure you're visible through the voice searches, and also using the retargeted ads through social media. And I mean, that's what's really going to help target these customers that are doing these searches towards your business, right? Continuing to put eyes on you. I mean, it makes a difference, right? Now, with the stone masonry and the brick, they do have a category for that as well, right? And a lot of my stone masons and concrete masonries, what they're doing is they'll go under the landscaper category and they only take on the concrete masonry and stone masonry services. So if they're ever called for any other type of services, like, you know, landscape design, something like that, I don't do those services, right? And what we do is we'll eliminate those for you. But that's through the Google Verified, right? I mean, I honestly feel like the best option for you right now is that flat rate at $299. Let us customize that geo fence for you. And if anything, we put an ad spin on the Google ads. You know, if you want to do $100, I can do $100 and we'll test it out in some areas. You know what I mean? Or, you know, we'll figure that out as we go along, right? But as far as the visibility and getting in front of those customers, yeah, that local maps flat rate. Cause like you said, I mean, a lot of these customers, they want to hire somebody locally. And if we put you on the local maps up there in the Green Bay area, that's what they see, right? And especially if you're operating from home, all it shows on your Google My Business profile is going to be your service area instead of an actual property or like your house. Make sense?
Yep.
And also right now, I mean, if you look at your competition, I mean, the guys that are right next to you on the first page, Mason Cooper and Ziggles Landscape, they both have a website up and running. So customers can click there and see a little bit about them. You know what I mean? And it gives them a reason for the customer to call. And that's what our job is for you. We need to build that website and give customers a reason to call you when they find you. Because at the end of the day, it's going to be you and these two other guys when they click and they see what is going to separate us. And that's our job to make sure that we take care of that for you.
See, and that's interesting that that's all we've really got, so to speak. I'm so much more than, you said Ziggleson. It's messing me up. I can't say it right. No. God damn.
Zilgis.
That's what it is. Sorry. Zilgis. I couldn't get it out. You made a tongue twister for me. They're just a fireplace and service people. They don't do all the masonry, the installs. They don't do the inspections, the chimney sweeps. They hire all that out. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah.
But anyhow, we'll talk about that later. So,
sorry, and here's the other thing. I see this guy, Randall. Yep. He's doing you dirty. With what we can do here for you is we'll challenge that as soon as you sign up with us. If we get that one removed,
what do you mean? What's going on?
So you have a Jeff here that left you a bad review and a Randall Wolfgram.
Jeff guy right there. He told me he was going to take that down, and he never fucking did. I went back and fixed so much shit for him, and I didn't do a damn thing wrong. He was just being a disgruntled asshole.
I've been in the industry for a long time. I know it. And some people are like that because they want you just to give it to them for free or continue doing services for free because they paid you once and they feel like now you own the world. There's just some people that are out there like that, right? Now, digital marketing firms protect your reputation from those type of consumers. You're not the only person it happens to. It's not something that's an anomaly, but that's what we do for you. So as soon as we took over your online reputation, we're going to begin managing that. So you want those challenges? We'll challenge them. Chances are this Jeff guy, we can get that removed as well as this Randall. You know what I mean? So having that taken out is going to do wonders for your business. I mean, just those two is automatically going to make a difference for you because customers won't see that no more, and you're going to go straight to 5 stars. Everybody else says nothing but great things about you, right? So, you know, that's not a problem. It's just going to be somebody that can actually handle it for you, you know?
Yeah, and it was a year ago I was a 5-star until, like, those two popped in. And it's like, that's all it takes?
Yeah, you know? It is. And that's, I mean, and like I said, I mean, it is, that is the risk that businesses run when they go into the online world. However, having a reputable digital marketing representative take care of you means that's not going to happen to you, right?
Yeah, I gotcha.
So what do you say, man? I mean, do you want to start building the profile? I mean, it's $299. The thing will pay for itself easily. I mean, we're definitely going to get you into the right areas if we need to adjust it. And the way that we're going to maximize the business to the areas that aren't working for you is because I'm pretty sure that you're not programmed for all of the keywords. You have home chimney, but check this out. Let's look at another one. Let's do chimney sweep company.
Yep.
Because each keyword is going to give different results. And not only that, remember, desktops, mobiles, and voice searches all yield different results. So if you're only activated for desktops, you're not being found on mobiles. If you're only for mobiles, you're not being found on voice. That makes sense, right?
Yep.
And here you go. Yep. So we go chimney sweep. You're no longer ranking on the first page. So that's a keyword that we definitely need to increase, right? Because like you said, that's a big book of business. So that's the one that you would see right there on your Google My Business profile. You see chimney sweep is one of the active ones, chimney sweep near me, things like that. And then you'll see when people are clicking there and calling you from that word, from that keyword or phrase, and actually where that search even originates. So if it's in Green Bay, you'll say, oh, they found me up in Green Bay. It's working, right? that's where we're able to actually gauge, because we show you. We don't just tell you. I mean, you can see these things. And that's why we, you know, rank so high with customer satisfaction, because it makes a difference for business owners to be able to analyze and understand where their revenue is coming from.
Right. Yeah. I like what I'm hearing, man.
Okay. So then what we got here is, let's talk about service areas, because that's going to be the most important. I'm going to have to also, we definitely want to add chimney sweep. I'm going to do some other research and see what other keywords we're not working for. So we got chimney sweep. What else have you noticed that you're not getting calls for? So I can make sure how we're
gas fireplace
it.
Gas fireplace service. That's a big one I should be capitalizing on, and I'm not. You know, the whole masonry stuff, that just comes with it once I get to the house. People aren't really searching that, I think, a lot, and especially now it's wintertime. That ain't happening. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Gas fireplace service should be are right now number one because everybody's using this stuff and it's breaking. You know what I mean?
Yep. And I'll tell you, yeah, and you're not ranking well with that one either. And you can do the search yourself. You'll see gas fireplace service within a 10-mile radius of 54901. I got Zilgis, Ablaze, and Advanced Chimney Specialist right here anchored on the first page.
Yep.
So Advanced Elite Fireplace, Durbin. I'm going to go through and see where you're actually ranking. I need to find your ranking here. Let's see. So now there's three pages. I'm going to the second page now. I don't think you're even listed for this keyword, and that's a big problem.
No.
Oh, there you are. Okay.
Yes,
you're at the bottom of page two right now. You're at the bottom of page two.
That's why
so
I'm not
need
getting
to optimize
any calls
that keyword. On that one, yes.
Yep.
Yes. And like that very first one, the chimney maintenance, you're getting that call because you're ranking well. So you can tell ranking does make a difference in the calls. Let me fix your ranking of these keywords. Let me see here. Let me set this on. Now, today you do have your Veterans Day discount allotted for you. So literally it's just $2.99. The initial setup fees and things like that, those get waived on Veterans Day. Well, I mean, on any holidays, we have different packages, right? So.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, had a good day because you saved $100. It's usually $99 initial programming and setup fee.
Gotcha. Well, if you're talking $2.99 to do this today and get this whole ball rolling, I can afford that right now.
Okay. Fantastic. Let's go ahead and start getting started. I already have these keywords. Now let's talk about, is there any other keywords? I want to make sure that I hit every single point that we need.
All right. Bear with me here. All right. So gas fireplace service, they'll automatically realize that I'm selling stuff with the everything else that's going to pop in, sales and service. But if it really says service, that's the key phrase is that people need to see, hey, my shit's broke. Call him. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So,
that's what I have. Gas fireplace service.
We talked about that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Got the chimney sweep down. So those
like
are the two that I have
brands.
Down right now. Okay.
Yep.
All brands.
You know, fireplace, sales and service, you know, new installations, remodel your old fireplace. Slip in something there about tuck pointing chimneys. That's a big one. Chimney flashings is another big word where people shit's leaking. Leaky chimneys. Even not just saying flashings because then you're just kind of targeting that. You just say leaky chimneys. Well, that's going to cover.
That's what I was
going
to say. Yeah,
thing.
You don't. Yeah, we want to use. Yeah, really. What I do though, and what I'm also just so you know, I'm going to get these services, right? And then I'm going to put them through an AI analytics system. And it's also going to give me more recommended keyword terms and phrases that are being used currently right now for these types of services. So it's some great things that we're doing right now. Okay. So I got chimney sweep, gas fireplace service, all brands. We're servicing all brands, fireplace sales service, remodeling old fireplaces. We're tuck pointing chimneys. And then we were on one more. It started with chimney and then we kind of.
Chimney restoration, maybe. I don't know if that's a big one or, you know, part of it.
I'll look.
People are going to see, you know.
Yep.
Most people, they see their chimney falling apart. They associate it with, you know, tuck pointing. And I'll get there and do the rest. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah.
I don't know how many keywords I get to have. You know what I mean?
Yeah, a chimney inspection is going to be a good one, too, for you, right?
Yep, yep.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely want to have you down for chimney inspections. Okay. All righty. Okay, now let's talk about service areas. I know we want to get up to Green Bay. Now you want to service all of Green Bay. Is there certain areas that you want to be in or that you don't want to be in?
That market's been dead to me, but there's money there. Why am I not there? You know what I mean? Is it just too far where you're not the hometown guy anymore? You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, it's the visibility in that area. You know, you're just not being visible in that area, and that's the problem. So we're going to increase the visibility in that area so that way you get those calls on the local map section. I just, you know, want to make sure that if you want to be listed in all of Green Bay, you know, Southern Green Bay, you know, it just depends, you know what I mean, on what your service
is. Well, hear me out here. You look on the map. I got my map up right now. You see Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, which is 25 minutes south of me. That should be my home base there yet, too. I get squat for calls out of there. But that's my back door. why am I not there either? You know what I mean?
Yep.
I mean,
have you ever been with a digital marketing? Have you ever subscribed to a digital marketing company before?
Vivio was the one, and it was something before that, and it got bought out just as I was with them, and that was one of the major companies that was screwing me. It was terrible. I was spending like $1,200 a month. Like, I wouldn't even get a fucking phone call.
$1,200?
And I was with them 3 months. It was like $1,200 a month, and I wasn't even getting a fucking phone call. And I had an actual local salesman. Some organic fucking listing that they said was great. Something with Google, but
they gave you the one keyword we talked about in the 10-mile radius, and I mean, it did work. They did rank you, right? But they just did it towards the one. Because here's the deal, right? And I'll be honest with you.
I didn't make any money. I went backwards.
Yeah. And
my guy that I paid $50 for that did something on Google for me for $50, my phone started ringing off the fucking hook. And then it ran out or something, and he didn't want to do it anymore, and my business went in the tank this spring because of that. And I went through some real rough times this summer with loss of family and fucking a relationship that broke up. My brother was in the hospital. So, and I'm just finally bouncing back from all that shit, and I need to get going again. You know what I mean? I've had a rough fucking year.
I hear you, man. 2025 has definitely been something else out there, but I will say, I mean, at least we're headed in the right direction right now, right? I mean, it's not how hard you get hit. It's about how hard you can get hit, right? Keep on coming. I mean, that's just a saying. My dad, you know, he said to me, I mean, we've all heard it, right? And I'm sure it's not the first time you've heard it. But, I mean, it's been, you got to kind of live by it. I mean, I will say we pinpointed the problem. I mean, that's a good thing, right? I mean, you're kind of like with, think about it like you brought your car to an automotive technician, right? We're diagnosing and we're going to figure it out. We're going to pinpoint it. We're going to fix it, you know? And that's definitely what it's going to take. So I do see the map here and I see, and it does kind of boggle me how you're not getting any phone calls from there, but it's going to have to be, you know, with that ranking, because you're just going to get calls where you're visible from, you know? So if that's where you want to be listed, I want to make sure that you're listed there. So that's 25 miles.
You know, and so, you know, basically, I mean, I should be going all the way damn down near to Milwaukee. I mean, it's solid metropolis from me south. It's a solid city. Mm-hmm. And I get nothing basically too far south of Oshkosh. It's like I'm Oshkosh north a bit. And west. Now, what I'm saying west is, if you got the map, if you zoom in, like, I got to get out to, like, Wautoma area. That Wautoma area around that, you circle a 20-mile radius around that. That I get calls for right now because there's nobody out there. So they dig a bit to find somebody that's kind of close to them. And that's always been my bread and butter, Eric. That's all cottages and cabins. Well, everybody's got a fucking fireplace. That needs work done, you know?
Sure. I'm looking here on the map right now because I want to... There you are. Okay. And you see, that's also going to be one of the issues. You don't have a real defined service area. Like, you'll notice, you know, when you're pulling up the map, usually the businesses will have, like, it'll be highlighted, right, for the areas that are willing to travel. So it seems like yours is, that's about 5 or 6 miles, you know, which isn't too big of a radius. And that's what's really hindering our performance. And then not even being listed for the other keywords, because I don't even see you listed for some of those other keywords here. All right. One sec. I'm just doing a little bit of research on the map. There it is. Okay. So you have. Oh, I wish I could. Let me see. I might be able to send you a picture. Are you on a cell phone right now?
I am.
Okay. Sometimes we're on a business phone, so I'm going to see if I can send
you. No, you can text me if that's what you're planning on doing.
Yeah, I'm trying. I want you to see your actual service area. I mean, literally, it's just Oshkosh. And that's what's
Well, you don't even need to send me that because that's shit. We got to get that bigger.
Yeah. I mean, when you see it, you'll be like, oh, man, that's – and because it has it highlighted. And you can see your geofence. And your geofence is about – I hate to say it to you, partner, but it's about 10% water.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
If you go north to Appleton, that's where I need to be. And there's more competition up there, but that's the money-making area right now. People keep up with the Joneses. People are making money there. They spend money. Years ago, when we were just in the phone book, no problem. But that's all different now.
The phone book is great. So I'm in my late 40s, partner, and I started with the Yellow Page, the real ones, not the ones you find online.
Yeah,
the ones
me too. I'm in my late 40s as well.
I used to sit down with a business owner here in the office. We'd have a cup of Joe in the morning and shake hands at the end. He'd leave with a full page, and he was good for the year, and he did wonderful. You know, it was more fighting about who was going to have the business name with the most A's in it, right? So you could be at the front. But
that's what
it was.
And I didn't know that when I was young. You know, I didn't start that way. We just went with my last name as the business and did a DBA. Yeah. And, yeah, we never got the fucking phone calls. You know, you had to alphabetize your name to get the call.
Yeah,
you know?
That's why you had so many triple A everything. Everybody was triple A. Double A or AA, you know, and it was just one of those times, right? And it was a good time, you know, but it was a different time. And I will say, you know, that it was effective because it was delivered in everybody's home and everybody would go straight to the phone book when they needed to find something. But now when people need to find something, even the people from our generation, they don't even think about a phone book anymore. They just grab their smartphone.
That is gone by about, I would say, 8 years ago at most, even. It was fairly recent, you know?
Yeah. And that was probably the last time 8 years was probably the last time I even had a phone book delivered. I mean, if 8 years, right? I mean, I haven't even
I still got
so
old
long.
People that have their own phone book so they can fucking find me. Because they don't do the online shit. But that,
they don't do the online.
That's thinning out.
Yeah,
you know,
it is. It definitely is thinning out. And as we continue to progress into the future, it continues to thin out more. So it's one of those deals, man. Just marketing is just changed for business owners. But I was glad when I got on with this company because we don't operate with contracts. I'm not something like Home Advisor where we're sending you phone numbers and telling you got to pay us all kinds of money. We give you a flat rate, one that's very manageable, one that if we can get you, I mean, at $299, if we can bring you business, two or three times a month, this thing is paying itself off easily, you know, with the
technology. What you're telling me right now
AI,
is you're having 100 phone calls a day like I used to.
Yeah, well, increasing this is definitely going to
make when I first started in the early 2000s, I'd get 30 to 50 phone calls a day. That don't happen anymore. I see why.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, man, the early 2000s, like, that's right when the inception of Google was going on, right? The whole search engine optimization kind of boomed. And
they did everything for free then, just to get you going with it.
Just to get you going. Yeah, they did for sure. And, I mean, now it's just become business, right? I mean, Google, in all honesty, the small to medium-sized businesses, they drive their business, right? So it's kind of one of those deals. That's why they put together so many specific programs for you guys, but... You know, I'm glad we're getting down to the bottom of it. So right now you said you want to be north to Appleton, right? So we'll want to make sure we encompass that. Let's continue talking service area. I'm taking down everything you tell me.
You know, Green Bay might, it's going to screw up my mapping placement. Yeah, there's money up there, but like in between Green Bay and Appleton, I don't get shit for calls. Okay. Well, there's my competition there and it's kind of owned that area. You know what I mean? But it's close. Yeah. I would want to be there. You know what I'm saying? Okay. You know, if I can make a good living inside of 50 miles, fucking A, then I ain't driving all over, you know.
For sure. And that's honestly what we aim to do for you, right? I mean, we want to keep you closer to home so you're not having to travel way out. Now, if you have crews that are already out there, well, great. You know what I mean? You already have guys out there. But if not, we want to make you profitable close to home because the closer to home we can keep you, the more profit you're going to make off of these accounts. I mean, am I right? Because you need less overhead. I mean, that's just 1 + 1 = 2, right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going north. So we really want to focus in between the Green Bay and Appleton areas. We want to make sure we're north to Appleton. If we can scrape into Green Bay, we will, but really we're going to focus on that 50 miles. Now let's talk about south. How far south are you really interested in?
You know, my idea was everything in an hour in every direction is what my motto has always been.
Perfect.
I got no problem driving an hour in any direction.
Okay. That's perfect for us.
You know,
you
get to Fond du Lac. Yes, definitely want to be there. You go south to Fond du Lac. You got to get down to, if you got the map there too, like the West Bend area before you really get a lot of people. It's all smaller towns. And then from West Bend south is when you get into the bigger cities again.
Gotcha.
So yeah, that's going to kind of push me out of my target area, so to speak.
Yeah, that would push
unless you can tell me otherwise.
Yeah, no, I mean, we don't really want you in those rural areas, right? I mean, we want to keep you. And the beauty of the geofencing is keep in mind, I even work with businesses like in Atlanta, right? So there's certain areas in those big metropolitan that business owners don't want to travel, especially once it's nighttime, right? So they'll tell me, hey, Dave, do me a favor, you know, don't advertise me in College Park or, you know, certain areas, and we'll turn off the geofencing in that area or geofence around it, right? To where you're not showing prime visibility in those areas. You won't get a lot of phone calls from that. Kind of like you're experiencing now. You know, no prime visibility that you don't get the calls, right? So our geofences are very customizable, right? So as long as you fill me in where you do and where you don't, I take care of that for you. I mean, 50 miles in any direction is an hour. And I mean, that's pretty standard for most of the businesses, right? On the local map section.
Yep. Yep.
I just, like I said, I make sure I focus on where you feel it needs to be focused on. So now the next thing we'll move into, since you already have your Google business profile, things like that, is we'll do what's called a voice verification, right? Now this one, it outlines the program for you and I'll walk you through it. I even send it out to you with your initial invoice. Since we have you on a discounted pre-agreement, it's protection for you, right? Because I'm going to go through exactly what your monthly payments are, things like that, and you have it all in writing. Sound fair?
Say that again. I'm sorry, I lost you. I had bad service there for a second. Say that last part again.
Oh, it's okay. Yeah, I just said that I'm going to walk you through the voice verification. So basically, if you have any questions on it, it's just going to outline like the pricings, things like that. And I do this before we even like finish the account setup. So that way you can feel very comfortable asking questions. And then at the very end, if you agree to everything, then we can proceed with billing info and stuff like that. Does that sound fair?
Yeah, that's good. Just promise me this, man. Nothing's going to bite me in the ass. You know what I mean?
You tell me your concerns.
If I have a mishap, nobody's going to own my name. I can pick back up where I left off after I get over a problem I might have. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you go. So this program, you can pause the program after 90 days if you need to pause it. And, you know, take a hiatus for a month or whatever, you're more than willing. You can do that, right? Remember, when we talked about the website, if you own the domain, which I know that you had a website active, so you very well might own one. I'm not sure if you do or not. But if you own a domain,
I don't know anymore, man. I had other people doing it, and they're gone, so I don't know
anymore.
And
they're gone. You have no access. Okay. So here's the deal. With the website, obviously your business name will always be yours. We can never hold that ransom or ever have any type of attachment to your LLC's name. Now, the website itself, we'll buy the domain on your behalf. We're going to buy it at $99. If for any reason you leave us and you want to part ways and you want to keep that same domain, we'll sell it to you for what we bought it for, $99. That's not a problem, right?
Okay. Okay. I got you.
Yeah. Now, if you own the domain and you have one, you give it to us, we'll use it. And when you're done with us, you keep it, right? We're not trying to hold anything ransom. The social media profile.
Can you find that out for me?
Let me see.
I'm not that computer savvy of a guy. I'm old school, man.
Yeah, so if you own the domain, you'd have it via email, right? So it's hildebrandtfireplaces.com. Let me go ahead and see what we got here.
I think it is.
Okay, so you did own it. You owned it. It looks like maybe you bought it for a year or 2 years, or whoever you paid for bought for like a year or 2 years. So it says the domain itself has expired. So you can renew it, right? But we're going to go back through and we got to repurchase it for you, right? So we'll repurchase it from the $299 at $99. I mean, that's not a problem, right? I mean, we're going to purchase that. We're going to build it and we're going to get it reset up, you know, all those good things. We're also going to put that ad spend budget on your social media. So I want to go ahead and touch base with you on that one as well. Your social media profile, as long as it's already up and you just have a page there with your name on it, that's your social media profile.
It's not active. I want to start that over. There might even be some other shit floating around out there that other people might have created for me doing something friendly. Let's get that old stuff gone. There was even stuff floating around on Google that people tried to get rid of with my old address and some goofy ass phone number. Wow. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it was like a 1-800 or a 1-88 number they would call But yet, it was, you know, my cell number. There was shit like that floating around out there. I think I had a call like that this summer from a guy.
Wow. Okay. Well, the first thing we do is a clean sweep of the web. So anything that's not aligning with it's actually yours or it didn't belong to you, anything like that, we delete all that regardless because we need to make sure that everything is matching across the board online because if there's different addresses, phone numbers, Google's AI will pick that up, red flag it, and suspend the Google business profile. It's the last thing we want. We don't want to be in suspension because every day we're in suspension, we're not making money, right? Which, I mean, I don't think it's a big problem because your Google business profile is suspended right now. But during the clean sweep, we'll uncover all that stuff. I mean, that's not a problem, right? Now, as far as the social media profile, do you have a personal social media, like your own a Facebook profile?
I do.
Do you know how to use Facebook?
I do. Okay.
So then
this is
what I'm going to advise you. And trust me, it's good advice. Just go in there and all you're going to do is just create a page for your business. And all you got to do is just put Hilda Pramp Fireplaces. You don't got to upload no pictures, no description. Just put your name there. So that way the profile is already created. Once we onboard you, I mean, I do have some time today or tomorrow. Once we get you onboarded, we'll get that and then we'll just build it from there, right? So that way, if you ever decide to leave us, that profile stays yours. It was already your profile. We didn't create it for you because if we go and create the profile for you and then you leave, well, that was our profile. We're just going to go in there, change the names and turn it off, right? Because you're no longer with us. If you have your own profile, we put into yours and it stays with you.
Gotcha. Okay.
The totality of having everybody is
Facebook. You know what I mean? It's just Google as far as I know.
Yeah.
You know? And then reviews.
Yeah. I mean, Facebook is a good one. I mean, but just because of the retargeting ads, because think about it. I mean, people, when they really don't know, they're going to want to see, they're going to ask their friends on social media to see if they know somebody that maybe has already done it for them and ask them just to tag it, right? Or they're just going to go search on Google. And when they type it in your service area, they ask, you don't need to know these people. And that's the beauty of it, Robert. Like, honestly, they could be 45 miles away. You never met these people in your life. But once they put that post and they start scrolling, they're in your service area. Our AI picks it up, and as they scroll, your flyer is just going to show up. As I'm sure you've seen flyers showing up on your timeline, maybe for chimney sweeps, things like that. You're like, why are they showing other businesses flyers? But it's because the AI on your phone knows that that's what's interesting you. It's picking up that that's what you've been looking for, talking about, or actually searching for lately. So that's why it's showing you those ads.
Yep. I have seen that, yep.
And
it's like, God damn it, why are you doing this?
Or you'll talk about, hey, what are we going to get for dinner or whatever, and then you start scrolling and there's like all these like dinner package deals and things like that in your advertisements. And that's just the AI on the phones, you know, directing traffic towards the businesses. And we bring that for you, and it definitely works great. I mean, Marketplace drives so many consumers every single day at those retargeted ads. They work like a magic trick. So let's see. Now, what we got to get you now is the billing address. What are we going to have on file for your billing address, Rob?
It's my home address as well. So it is 2222 Jefferson Street, Oshkosh, Wisconsin, 54901.
Got that one down. Now what I'm going to do is I'll go ahead and I'll get started with the voice verification, right? Now you have any questions here, slow me down. Just say, hey, Dave, what does that mean? And I'll rephrase it for you. Now we can have that good understanding of what we got going on here, okay?
So you're telling me I'm going to pay you $2.99 today is what you're telling me, and we're going to make everything happen?
That's right. So today we're going to go, and that's what we'll outline. You'll get $2.99 today, and I'll schedule you for your onboarding call so we can get you. Let me look at the calendar. See what I got available. If I have some slots later today, I definitely want to get you in. What time
later
are you?
Later today, I've got to go to a class at 5:30, so.
Okay. So then tomorrow morning,
and if it's
going to
take a little bit of time, I don't know.
It takes about 30 minutes, just depending on how many questions you have. So I would say then, since you got a class at 5:30, that we can onboard you first thing in the morning, right? But before we get to that, I mean, I do want to get through the voice verification with you because it outlines the program very well for you. You'll understand everything. I'll go back over the early termination fee if you like. We're also going to go over payment options, things like that, right? So you want to go ahead and get started on that one?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay. Now, this call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local SPAS, and it's an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Hildebrand's Fireplaces, LLC.
Okay. Now, please state your name and title within the business.
My name is Robert Hildebrand. I am the owner, operator.
Okay. Now, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, I am. I am the managing member.
Okay. So you're not authorized to draw on the billing account, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, Robert, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local SPLASS?
Yes.
Okay, so please save our 877 number as Local SPLASS under your contacts. What I'm going to do is I'm going to text that number out to you, Robert, right now, and on the side of it, I'm going to put my extension. So I am the director here in charge. This extension is going to bring you right into my office. Okay, so you need anything,
perfect,
you dial our 24/7. Anything outside of my hours operation, that 877 number, it's 24/7 customer support. So you always have the opportunity to talk to somebody regardless, okay?
Got it.
All right. Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local SPLASS. So what I'm going to do is provide you with a security question on your account that you can verify the calls coming from us and out of the company, okay? Now, you have three options. Your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
My mother's maiden name.
Okay. What would that be?
It is Sue Town.
Okay. Sue Town. All right.
Yep.
Now, in hiring Local SPAS as a certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Say that one more time again. I didn't catch it.
Yeah. So do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? Basically, what that one means, Rob, is say somebody calls you, right? And they're like, hey, Rob, I can help you out with Google this, and we'll put together some ads, and we're going to, you know, increase your marketing presence, whatever. Just give me a call and say, hey, Dave, this is what they're offering me. How does it sound? Now, the reason why we ask that is because we use very specific algorithms to have you anchored to the first page of Google in all these areas, right? So if another company goes in and starts changing things, it's going to be bad for us, right? So if it's something that's completely separate from what we got going, I'll let you know, hey, Rob, might be a good opportunity for your business. You know, it won't affect anything you got going on here. It's completely separate. Feel free. But if it is going to affect everything we got going on, I'd let you know, right? I tell you, hey, Rob, honestly, they're trying to charge you for the same thing we already got going for you. You know what I mean? And if there's anything we got to tweak from there, we will. But really, it's about making sure that we don't fall off of where we need to be, right? Because prime visibility makes a difference for you guys.
Okay.
Sound fair? All right. Now,
yes.
You've already been verified, so this next part is just about the verification process through Google. So I'm going to skip over this part. Now, your payment for your initial term and account setup would be charged today on November 11th in the non-refundable amount of $299. Now, it is a three-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payment would automatically renew on the 11th day of each month in the amount of $299. This is your monthly reoccurring payment. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, the early termination fee will apply. Now, to prevent charges for your next month of service, you just contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Okay, now do you remember how that early termination fee worked, right? Every month you're with us, $200 falls off.
$200. Third. Yep.
Okay, perfect. Now keep in mind Local SPLASS is international. We do have representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Okay, fantastic. Now we can go ahead and proceed forward with that one. Let's see here. Now we got Robert Hildebrand. Let me have your billing address. So are we going with a Master, Visa, Discover, or Amex?
It is a Visa card.
Okay. And I'm ready when you are.
It is 4008860202274208.
Okay. And expiration month?
10 of 28.
Okay, October 28th. And CVV?
077.
Okay, let me update this one for you.
Obviously, you're going to send me all that in an email here promptly?
Yes, sir. Everything, okay. As soon as the payment process, you're going to notice everything gets sent out to you right as soon as it goes. I mean, they're automatic messages. Let me see here. Now, I want to make sure I got the right email for you on file as well. Okay, best email address for you, Rob?
Say again?
Best email address, and this is the email we're going to use also for communications, right? So something preferably that's like on your phone that you got access.
Yep, it's same as my company name, my last name. It's Hildebrandt, plural, if you have that spelling in front of you.
Yes, I do.
So it's Hildebrandt.fireplaces, it's plural, at gmail.com.
All right. Hildebrandt.fireplaces@gmail.com. They're both plural.
Yep.
Okay. You update that one. And I can definitely be one that appreciates the correct grammar. You'd be surprised. I'll be talking to Ben something. I'll ask him, is it plurals? And they're like, what does that mean? I'm like, you got an S or not?
Right.
Yeah, it's just the way it is sometimes, right? Hey, but some of those guys, I mean, they're super skilled. I'll see their work. They don't know what plural means, but I'll tell you what, they can build you a whole house from scratch.
Right.
So whatever works, man, whatever works. So congratulations on securing your local maps listing here with Local Splash. It just went through. Your automatic messages should also be going out. One of them will say initial invoice. That'll have all the information we went over, right? On that initial invoice, if you can give that one a click for me when you get it, and it's going to take you over, it'll be terms and conditions. You'll have a couple of check boxes that'll allow us to send you some text messages and emails. It'll ask for your signature. You push it there and click yes, and we're going to be ready to go, right? Now, what I'm going to do right now is start putting together your calendar invite. Now it's going to go right to your through Gmail, right? So it's going to go right to your Google Calendar that you subscribe to. That will be your onboarding call. Now, what time is going to work for you tomorrow morning?
11, let's say.
Okay.
I got an appointment first thing in the morning. I got to keep my head on straight for that. You know, anything earlier, I got to drop my kids off at school. So I got to kind of get going with my day a little bit so I can set some time aside.
I hear you. Okay, so we'll do 11 a.m. Let me go ahead and pull up the calendar here.
Actually, do noon.
Okay.
Because I'm going to get to my next job, and I'm going to bang through some stuff, and then I'm going to have some downtime.
Okay. Let me put this one together for you. Now, did you receive those automatic messages yet?
I did get something here, yeah.
Yes. One of them says initial invoice. The one that says Google Pictures needed, that's an automatic one that goes out. That's for brand new businesses that don't have a Google business profile. We're literally going to get them verified from scratch. So that one you don't got to touch. You're already verified. We're putting the optimization in to yours. What we need from your automatic message is going to be that initial invoice taken care of.
I just tapped on it. He said I just more or less got to initial it.
Yeah. So it looks like for tomorrow. Okay. Let me see. Right now you're at 447. And so on. And shoot, it looks like the earliest I got tomorrow morning is going to be 10:30. Let me see, 10, 11, 12. That puts you at 1:30. Let me see. Wednesday, yeah, we got Wednesday the 12th. Oh, I see here. Okay. Perfect. I have a 12 noon. Okay.
All right. I just clicked on all the stuff. I have to create a username, or is that what it's...
It's gonna, we'll get that done for you. And we're also gonna send you, it should say username and password. You should have another one that'll show you username and password. And that's gonna be for your Google Business Analytics dashboard login information. So you're more than welcome to open your Play Store and you can look up Local Splash and download that up now. And then we'll give you logins and we'll, you have your login information. What we're gonna be giving you is once your directory submissions are live, it's gonna have data to transmit in there, right? So right when you log in, you're not gonna see too much, but because we're gonna be setting all that up for you.
Okay, that's fine. I didn't know if I needed to try to do that right now, but I hear what you're saying.
Yeah. Okay. So let me get that on. Now your calendar invite's about to go out right now, so you should be receiving that.
So I don't use my Google Calendar anymore. I don't even know if I've got...
Hey, don't worry. So the way it's going to...
Yeah. On my phone.
Yeah, and the calendar's on your phone,
that.
Right? It... Uh-huh.
I used to use that, and it, like, got wiped out, and I had 15 years of customers' information and history on there, and it's like, it was gone all of a sudden. I was like, what the fuck?
Wow.
All my contacts, everything.
Well, you see, so here's the beauty. It should be linked in with your email. So if it's been the same, hildebrands.fireplaces@gmail for 15 years, as long as you log in through your email, and then on the side, you'll look to the left side, it'll say calendars. I had to learn this too, because like I said, I'm almost 50, right? I had to learn it.
Right.
But on the side,
like you and
it'll
I
say
the
calendars. Yeah, yeah. So if you click there, it will actually take you over to your calendar. You can flip back to the different years and stuff. So even though you don't have access to your calendar, go ahead.
I think I did that once, but like some years were gone.
Oh, you know what? In 2000,
unless it was my old employee went on there and fucking wiped it out or something.
I mean, that is a possibility because I know you had a disgruntled one. But here's the other thing: at the end of 2024, Google did ask not only for Google Maps but also for Google Calendars. They asked everybody to go in there and either renew, like you had to agree against the terms and subscriptions. And it also asked for you to back it up with the cloud, right? If you didn't, you were going to lose all of your, and I remember it started notifying like 6 months to the end of 2024. But if you didn't ever catch that email or you just look like spam to some people and they didn't do it, they did lose everything that was there in their maps.
Yeah, it's probably what happened then.
Yeah.
Cause I
now,
haven't
used
it probably 5 years, to be honest with you.
Yeah, if you hadn't logged in or checked in on it, yeah, that did happen literally at the end of 2024. I mean, I guess it was just becoming too congested. They had to, like, clear it all out, right?
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, so this one, though, you're going to get the email notification. So even if you don't look at your calendar, you'll see right now the email come in and you just got scheduled for your onboarding, so on and so forth, because I just sent that one out. And it should be coming from Calendly and going right over to that calendar.
I got Local Splash, 2 things, 3 things. Yeah. Maybe you guys even tried contacting me before. Oh, this is all 346.
All brand new.
Yeah, I got a bunch of stuff from you guys.
Yeah, just right now it started going out because obviously, I mean, you just secured your listing, so you're going to start receiving your automatic messages and the things we'll need from you, right? But right now you are successfully scheduled. You have successfully locked in your listing. I'm just going to reiterate, we have you north to Appleton. You love in between Green Bay and Appleton and all those areas. South, we're doing everything an hour in any direction and 50 miles, and we're opening at 60, 65 if we have to, just depending on that Green Bay area. Sound good?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the keywords, we have chimney sweep, gas fireplace service. We're servicing all brands. We have fireplace sales service. We're remodeling old fireplaces. We're doing tuck point and chimneys. We have chimney restoration and chimney inspections, right?
Chimney sweep.
Chimney sweep was the very first one I said. Chimney sweep and then gas fireplace service.
Let me catch it. Yep.
Yeah. Chimney sweep was number one, and then chimney inspections at the very end. But they're all going to have the same.
Fireplace installation and restoration, something along that line.
Okay.
For new installs and remodels.
And restoration. Okay. New install and remodels. That's good. Because like I said, I'm still going to run through all these through the analytics, and it's going to give me the keywords and phrases too. So we're definitely going to have you tuned right. All righty. Okay. We're all good to go, Rob. I know you're getting ready to take off to your class here. It looks like we got it all fit right into the schedule. So We'll be on the phone again tomorrow at noon. And if you need anything before then, you can send me a text message, email, or call me right back to my extension. I'll be in office today till 6, and I'll be back tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Perfect, man. I really appreciate it. I'm glad you guys called me, and I trusted somebody.
And, well, I appreciate the trust, Robin. And I look at earning. I know I got 1% of the trust right now. I'm going to earn the other 99%. I'm really excited to do business.
Glad to hear that.
Yes, sir. All right. Well, you have a good one, Rob. We'll reconvene until tomorrow at lunchtime.
Perfect. Can't wait, man.
Same here, partner. Okay. We'll talk tomorrow. Enjoy your evening.
Thank you.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Bye.
All right. Talk to you soon, Rob.